This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. And with us this time via internet chat is Dennis Patton. Dennis is the Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent, who is receiving a flood of questions about raising vegetable crops in containers. And Dennis, you might elaborate on why there's such a surge in interest in this, but it has to do with people's limitations as far as their gardening space, right?
Right. I think there's a number of reasons you're seeing people gravitate to containers. You know, pretty quick, pretty easy to set up, not all that cost and investment, and a fairly rapid rate of return. So, you know, as people are looking for fresh, nutritious, they know where their foods come from, they know who's touched it in the process, they're gravitating towards containers, and for good reason. You can get a lot of food in a small space.
Can one successfully grow our wide variety of vegetables in containers? Are there any limitations there, Dennis?
You know, I think the limitations really get back more to same as with regular gardening, and that is location. So first of all, if you're wanting to do crops that require sunlight, like a tomato, you're going to need at least 6 hours of full sun to grow that tomato. And then the pot size, because depending on the crop, the bigger the root mass, the bigger the plant, the bigger the pot you're going to need. I mean, you can do anything from some lettuce or spinach in a little, you know, 6-inch, 12-inch flower pot to a tomato plant that's probably going to need at least, you know, 10 gallons, 5 to 10 gallons of soil mass, especially to produce that big slicing type tomato everyone wants. You know, little cherry tomatoes can get by a little bit smaller. And of course, you need to be creative about staking, caging, those type of things to save space also in containers.
The type of vegetable will determine whether or not you can grow one or more transplants in a given pot then, right?
Correct. So, you know, a good example, and maybe at this point in time, since we're now into almost the warm season crops getting planted, the tomatoes, the peppers, you know, we're kind of past the spring salad crops moving in here to the 1st of May. But if you have a nice size container, I always like to reference the old half whiskey barrel that, you know, a lot of people can visualize really easy. You know, in that whiskey barrel, you could save space in the middle for a nice big like celebrity tomato plant. But then all around that, you know, personally, I've done broccoli in like containers. I've done lettuce, spinach, maybe even some onions. Peppers grow really nice. I like to do cucumbers in the container too. But you have to have some sort of trellis, something to help support that vine to grow upright so it's not spreading all over your patio.
And one quick footnote here. When you get into those larger containers, larger pots, folks need to remember that once you load them up with growing medium and the plants, those are going to end up quite heavy. So you better think in terms of those being stationary for a while.
Correct. And, you know, we need to probably mention more about the container. We talked about the size, right. But one most important part for it to be a container for anything, it's got to have adequate drainage holes because you're going to be putting a lot of water through this, watering these plants. And then when we use the word soil, in many ways, we're not talking about digging up some dirt out of your backyard and throwing the container. What we're talking about is buying a commercially made potting mix, which really doesn't have any soil or dirt in it. It has more like sphagnum peat moss, vermiculite, perlite, coconut core, pine bark fines, those type of things. So it holds a lot of water, but also holds a lot of oxygen for healthy root development.
In as far as raising the plants, though, it's pretty much standard procedure with respect to watering, fertilization, and the like?
Correct. You know, on a container, you are going to have to water more frequently. And the other probably key to success with the container gardens are going to be proper fertilization because that water leaches a lot of those nutrients through. And so I recommend just get on a regular, like a water-soluble fertilizer or some other program that's kind of ideally suited for container gardens. Or you can use a little garden fertilizer, you know, on a nice size, you know, 24-inch pot, 5-gallon pot, you know, maybe a teaspoon or two of a 10-10-10 fertilizer once a month, every 6 weeks, should go ahead and supplement those nutrients and get those plants off and growing for a successful harvest.
Container vegetable gardening. Good time to get started in that, and we appreciate the input. As always, Dennis, many thanks to you.
Thanks, Eric.
Dennis Patton with us, Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.